This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. When Jürgen Schramp, the head of Daimler-Benz, announced his company's merger with Chrysler 9 years ago, you could hear the confidence in his voice.
We will have the size, the profitability, and the reach to take on everyone.
At the time, Daimler paid $36 billion for the U.S. automaker. Now, Schramp is gone, and Daimler is trying to dump Chrysler. So far, the bids are painfully low, under $5 billion. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains what went wrong.
It was called the largest industrial merger ever. And together, the two companies were supposed to form an efficient global colossus that could make everything from the lowly Dodge Neon to an elegant Mercedes S-Class sedan. But the results were entirely different.
I guess the term appropriately would be an unmitigated disaster.
That's Marianne Keller, a longtime auto analyst. She says the mergers failed for lots of reasons, but one of the biggest was this. The companies had almost nothing in common.
There was a language barrier. There's a cultural barrier. This was oil and water.
Daimler-Benz was an iconic German firm known for luxury brands. Chrysler was a scrappy Detroit car maker that was price-conscious and had nearly gone under in the 1980s. Keller says managers at each company saw car making completely differently.
Mercedes engineers didn't understand, couldn't conceive of having to worry about the cost per unit of any component. You know, their objective would be to buy the best because their customer was not worried about whether the price of the vehicle was going to be $66,000 or $66,500.
Industrial mergers are supposed to save money by sharing costs on things like engineering and parts. But like most mergers, this one didn't really deliver. For instance, Mercedes didn't want to give parts to Chrysler because it was afraid of undermining its own brand. Joe Philippi, another longtime auto analyst, explains.
They did not want to dilute the DNA of a Mercedes-Benz.
And what did they think would happen if they did?
Well, then it would become, well, why would I pay you $50,000 for this E-Class when I'm getting, you know, virtually all the same stuff underneath the skin in this Chrysler 300?
Of course, not all the fault lies with Daimler-Benz. Like other U.S. carmakers, Chrysler had problems of its own. The rapidly rising price of employee health care boosted its costs. High gas prices gutted the lucrative market for its trucks and SUVs. As a result, the company's worth plummeted. And Chrysler, which lost nearly $1.5 billion last year, designed some vehicles that people just didn't want. Remember the Jeep Commander? Probably not. But auto analyst Joe Philippi does.
It was their answer to a Hummer. But when you looked at it, it was like the answer to a question nobody asked. It was big and ungainly. They crammed three rows of seats into a vehicle that's really only capable of handling two. You have almost zero visibility out the rear window, like a gun slit.
Daimler is now mulling offers, including one from investor Kirk Kerkorian for $4.5 billion. It's not clear Daimler will accept any of the bids. But with frustrated shareholders calling Chrysler, quote, an affliction, this unhappy marriage is all but certain to end in divorce. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.